Walmart Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump and the First Lady returned to Washington Tuesday night from the UN General Assembly in New York, where after a meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky, seemed to have made a major shift on the war in Ukraine. Trump posting, "I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form.
Let them get that land back."
Yep.
So we'll see how it all works out.
Ryan Ruth, the person accused of trying to shoot President Trump last year, found guilty on all counts after the verdict. Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck. He was quickly removed from the courtroom. Jimmy Kimmel returned to the airwaves Tuesday night, telling viewers he's thankful not only for support from his fans, but also conservatives who supported his right to say things they don't necessarily agree with.
"This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this."
This is ABC News. Health experts say there is no study that proves a direct link between acetaminophen and autism, but President Trump and Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. say pregnant women shouldn't take Tylenol. So, what should moms do?
I think the first thing that all pregnant women should do is take a deep breath and realize that you're not in this alone. If you took Tylenol for pain or a fever, you're going to be okay. Your baby's going to be okay. But as we've always instructed, to have that conversation with your healthcare provider, your OBs, who follow the science, who know what's best for you.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel. The National Hurricane Center is monitoring two tropical disturbances in the Atlantic for potential development this week. A new species of Iguanodontian dinosaur has been discovered in Portugal. Scientists say the 125-million-year-old fossils were found in the Papo Seco Formation in 2016. Iguanodontians were a group of herbivores that also included Triceratops and Stegosaurus. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight. A light north to northeast wind, and we'll start off your Wednesday morning in the upper 50s. For Wednesday itself, mostly cloudy skies stick around. Highs will top out in the upper 60s. Thursday, mostly sunny and lower 70s. Right now, it's 64.
All the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside.
cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Yeah. Should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by, and all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always, I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for, something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally
in the jungle. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. A great lineup of more classics on the way. And don't forget, weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Dan Marcus is back with the local news, timeless hits, and everything you want to start your day. It's all here on 97.9 WGBW.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity. especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do your children love mummies? What about waffles? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And this Saturday at the Lion's Mouth Bookstore from 11 till 12, your child can meet children's illustrator Robert Momartz, creator of Mummy Man and Waffles book series, which I didn't even know there was a second one. My son absolutely adores this series, and Rob's going to be there doing live sketch demos, as well as sharing his second book, Mummy Man and Waffles, The Dire Deeds of Dr. Gark. Check it out. Head to wgbw.fm, click events, and guess what? You might see me there.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I'm
ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
she don't care. She said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free when I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care.
W, Wisconsin. Our name is our home, and this is your home for local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM, WGBW. We'll be right back.
painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
And timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. I'm Chris Morrow. Looking forward to tomorrow between 9 and 2 when Laura McKenna is back on the air. A whole lineup of timeless hits and, of course, Lisa Hale's news, top and bottom of every hour. It is local news. It's timeless hits now on 97.9 WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WGBW. last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead
Man's Curve.
Dead
Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. I can hear them say, won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's
Curve. Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand now.
Different take on the war between Russia and Ukraine from President Trump after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Trump now indicating that Ukraine could regain all of its territory lost during the war with Russia, but he's still pushing for European countries to do more. Center for International Policy Executive President Matt Duss.
It's hard to keep track of where Trump is from one day to the other, but if there is any consistent through line here, it's that Trump feels that the European countries should step up and take more responsibility for their own security.
Ryan Ruth found guilty Tuesday of the attempted golf course assassination of President Trump after the verdict. Ruth trying to stab his neck repeatedly with a pen. U.S. Marshals quickly removing Ruth from the courtroom. In Washington, Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer criticizing President Trump for pulling out of budget talks. Trump saying the talks won't be productive. The deadline, October 1st. This is ABC News. A New York judge has ruled that Rex Heuermann will face one trial for all seven of the so-called Gilgo Beach murders. Bring on the bots.
Robot umpires are not robots in the traditional sense. They're a system of cameras arranged around a baseball diamond, which are intended to determine whether a pitch is or is not in the strike zone. An MLB committee has now approved the use of this automated ball strike system as its